This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin at this hour with breaking news. The Republican-led House Oversight Committee has just subpoenaed the director of the Secret Service, ordering her to appear Monday at a hearing on the attempted assassination of former President Trump. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
This marks the first time lawmakers will be briefed on Saturday's assassination attempt. And of course, it comes amid several congressional investigations already announced, as well as calls for Director Cheadle to testify on Capitol Hill.
Members of Congress, like many others, want to know how a man was able to get a clear shot at Trump. President Biden is claiming he has the support of rank-and-file Democrats to stay in the race, but a new AP-NORC poll shows two-thirds of Democrats asked say they want him out. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says Biden's disastrous debate performance continues to haunt him.
They saw, along with everybody else, Biden's condition during that first debate. It has made an indelible impression.
Outside the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, vendors are pushing all kinds of merch with former President Trump's name on it.
Antoine Williams is doing a brisk business in everything from MAGA hats to Trump buttons to high-dollar high tops. Yep, golden Trump sneakers at $600 a pair.
Trump merch is the hottest thing on the planet right now, man. It's Trump, baby.
Williams says he has Trump trinkets for every member of the family.
I have something that says even my dog hates Biden.
Oh, and those $600 sneakers, they're sold out. Doug Sovereign for CBS News, Milwaukee.
People in Houston have reached the boiling point. They're fed up and frustrated because their electricity is still out more than 2 weeks after a hurricane came through. KHOU-TV reporter Cheryl Mercedes says they're taking it out on repair crews.
Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg is warning criminals not to threaten restoration crews who are actively working to get power back on. This comes after a man was accused of pulling a gun on a lineman over the weekend, and a woman in Baytown is accused of making terroristic threats against CenterPoint's CEO.
The U.S. Navy has exonerated 256 black sailors unjustly punished during a port explosion in 1944.
5,000 tons of munitions detonated, killed 320 personnel, and injured 390 more. Black sailors refused to return to loading bombs without adequate training on how to safely do so. Now, Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro has officially cleared their names, signing the paperwork saying those sailors were unjustly tried and convicted. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The Nasdaq down almost 3% at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine native and U.S. Army private is in plea negotiations with military prosecutors after crossing into North Korea last July. Travis King's preliminary hearing has been postponed to allow for discussions about charges including desertion. A 23-year-old man died after being rescued from Lake Michigan near Racine's North Beach last week. Lifeguards and bystanders pulled the unconscious man from an unsupervised area. Cynthia Esqueda has been appointed as the new 8th District Representative on Racine's Common Council. She becomes the first Latina to serve as an alder in Racine. Kenosha County has extended its swimming ban to 3 beaches due to poor water quality. The beaches remain open, but water contact is not recommended. Racine's beaches are okay. The Republican National Convention continues its third day with J.D. Vance as the keynote speaker. Milwaukee's mayor reported this morning he had a phone call with former President Trump about his experience in the city. Racine firefighters helped transport veterans with limited mobility during the Salmonorama Paralyzed Veterans Fishing Event. The fishing tournament and the fun to go along with it runs through this week in downtown Racine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in Summer League action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox's Jarren Duran named the game MVP thanks to his two-run homer in the fifth to put the game away. The Brewers' William Contreras and Christian Yelich unable to get a hit, but Yelich says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things, and myself and Bryce, I see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Crisp and cooler today. Sitting pretty under mostly sunny skies, a small shot of some spotty showers may sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, we enter a dry and sunny stretch to end the week, with the next shot of some pop-up showers and storms on the weekend. That's also when temperatures return to the 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, now a song that should have been the first single released on Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water album, because it's, you know, it's upbeat and it's catchy. But instead, they released Bridge Over Troubled Water as the first single, and it stayed at number one for 6 weeks. Here's Cecilia on WRJN.
to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles, who popped his head into the studio. Stuart, I don't have this problem. I'm guessing you don't have this problem either, but it says here that more than 4 out of 10 American millionaires say they do not feel rich.
Nope, ain't got that problem, Kurt.
Nice problem to have, though.
Did you have a time frame on this one?
How do you mean?
When was this poll taken?
Oh, it doesn't say.
Okay.
Because $1 million ain't what it used to be? Is that what you're saying?
$1 million ain't what it used to be, Kurt.
I have a theory on this, though. I think I know why 4 out of 10 American millionaires say they don't feel rich. I think it's because there's no more full-service pumps.
That might be it.
You know, you can't just roll up to the pump anymore and say to the attendant, fill her up. You got to get out.
You know what I don't see much of anymore?
What's that?
Limousines passing each other and rolling down windows and asking each other for mustard. I don't see a lot of that going on these days either, Kurt.
Gray Poupon.
Yeah.
That's Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/dogs or text DOGS to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the On-Ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 On-Ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollmann. By the way, happy anniversary to the animated film Yellow Submarine, which premiered on this date in 1968. The Beatles made a cameo appearance in the film, but did not supply their own voices for the characters. Here are the Beatles, Revolution on WRJN.
Say you want a revolution. Tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. All right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Oh,
tell me it's the institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. If you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin advance dangerous policies.
They've emboldened drug cartels to flood our streets with fentanyl, killing over 100,000 Americans every year.
Hovde used his GOP convention speech last night to take top Democrats to task over immigration, foreign policy, and the high cost of living. People in Milwaukee are demanding justice for a homeless man who was shot and killed yesterday by officers in town from Columbus, Ohio, to help secure the RNC. Activists say out-of-town law enforcement should stay inside the convention perimeter. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says lethal force was needed because Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another man with a knife. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Travis King, the Racine native and U.S. Army private who made headlines by crossing into North Korea last July, is now in plea negotiations with military prosecutors. King, a Park High School graduate, spent nearly 3 months in North Korean custody before his release. His preliminary hearing in a Texas military court has been postponed to allow for ongoing plea discussions regarding charges including desertion. A 23-year-old man died after being rescued from Lake Michigan near Racine's North Beach last week. Lifeguards and bystanders pulled the unconscious man from an area outside the supervised swim zone Friday. Another woman who was conscious was also rescued, but the man's identity has not yet been released. Kenosha County has extended its swimming ban to include Simmons Island Park. That's also now alongside Eichelman and Southport Parks. It's all due to poor water quality. While the beaches remain open, officials warn visitors to avoid contact with the water until further notice. Meanwhile, Racine County beaches have the green light for swimming at North End Zoo beaches. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Crisp and cooler today. Sitting pretty under mostly sunny skies, a small shot of some spotty showers may sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, we enter a dry and sunny stretch to end the week, with the next shot of some pop-up showers and storms on the weekend. That's also when temperatures return to the 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Mark your calendars for tomorrow night. It's Hot Harbor Nights. Going to be some local bands down at Festival Park. You can get drinks and there'll be food trucks too. It's tomorrow night from 7 to 10.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care?
Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. It's the Guess Who and These Eyes. By the way, this just announced Burton Cummings, who is one of the original members of the Guess Who, and his band are going to be bringing their 60th anniversary hits tour to the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. That's going to be next March 26th, but pre-sale tickets go on sale this Thursday at noon.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Did you read to your kids when they were young? I know I did. Says here, reading children bedtime stories may not be as effective in helping them learn language skills as talking to them before they go to sleep. Research shows engaging children in basic conversation could be up to 6 times more effective than reading to them. Health experts in the United States say even if the baby or toddler cannot form words, their primitive responses to a conversation help develop their language skills.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low help her say. Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like them like that. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Hey, I say now. Devil with a blue dress.
that's on a thing of nine and everything.
Devil with a blue dress, blue dress.
Gonna suck it to me now.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance has made his first public statement since being chosen by former President Trump to be his vice presidential nominee.
The media keeps on saying they want somebody to tone down the temperature. Well, Donald Trump got shot and he toned down the temperature. That's what a real leader does.